Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about tolerating the mistakes and lapses of our brothers in faith and our friends. As we know, friendship is very important, and friendship is one of the things that helps our personality form. It is also one of those things which is very instrumental in our felicity in this world and in the hereafter. A lot of people have been guided to the right path by means of their friends. And conversely, a lot of people have been misled and misguided because of, having bad friends. But even if we have good friends, it's necessary for us, that's not enough, we have to kind of maintain these bonds of friendship between them. And, this has its own methodology and etiquettes and way. And fortunately, a lot of times we have good friends, but we end up losing them because we don't know how to properly maintain the ties of friendship with them. So, fortunately, in the hadith, we have many instructions which guide us to how we can maintain ties of friendship with our good friend. One of the things that we can do is to tolerate and bear the mistakes and lapses of our friend and our brother in faith. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Tolerate the lapse of your friend for the time of your enemy's attack." This is a very beautiful hadith. Right? Everybody makes mistakes. We're all human besides the infallibles. And if we become hasty and get angry at our friend because of their mistakes, then we end up breaking the ties of friendship with them. When we need our friends, when our enemy is going to attack us, and at this time, nobody will be there to support us and to defend us, right? So forgive the lapses of your brother, and in this way, and strengthen the ties of friendship in this way, so that you will be supported at the time of need and when your enemy attacks you. Imam Ali also said something similar when he said, "Tolerance is the splendor of companions, al ihtimal zainur rifaq." Tolerance is the splendor of companions. And he also said something similar when he said, "A man who does not endure the lapses of a friend will die in loneliness." Right? Why? Because, like we said, everybody is flawed. Everybody makes mistakes, and there's nobody in this world who is perfect. If you always are, if you always concentrate on the mistakes of a person and you break your friendship with them because of this, right, then obviously you're always going to be lonely and alone in this world. Unless, of course, you're in a place where, people are so corrupted that, becoming friends with them would misguide you and have a bad effect on you, in which case, you should try to avoid such people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of tolerating the lapses of our brothers in faith and our friends in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.